Hello, welcome to Extemp Talk. Today is May 1st, 2020, and I'm your host, Ray Freeman Sadler. Today, we'll be addressing about how the federal government is responsible for the current medical crisis. Without further ado, let's get on with the show. Government's view of the economy could be summed up in a few short phrases. If it moves, tax it. If it keeps moving, regulate it. And if it stops moving, subsidize it. Ronald Reagan. As the coronavirus panic spreads all over the country, we are starting to see a claimed shortage in medical gear. From masks to ventilators to your simple medical bed. It seems that we are in a constant shortage these days. But we must ask ourselves the question, how was this shortage caused? And the answer is that it was caused by government. And we can see this in three ways. First is a certificate of need laws. Second is states such as New York for decades now cutting back on medical beds. And third is the AIDS and HIV pandemic of the late 20th century. Now onto our first point of the certificate of needs law. Now, according to the Foundation for Economic Education on April 9, 2020, these laws are laws that pretty much grant hospitals in certain regions monopolies. Because, let's say, a hospital in Boston can now decide whether or not competitors are allowed to set up market in the city of Boston. Pretty much granting Boston hospitals monopoly over the city. But the effect of this is, as the article points out, it leads to a shortage of hospitals. Because as businesses are not allowed to compete, there is a shortage. There are less hospitals made than usual. And what is the result of this? Well, we're starting to see it now. Simply, since we don't have enough medical gear, or as many people claim, we do not have simply enough hospitals to support the amount of sick COVID patients coming in. Well, as it happens, the reason why we don't have enough medical equipment is precisely because of the government. Now on to our second point, of states like New York cutting medical beds. Now, according to Statista on August 9th, 2019, from the years 1979 to the year 2017, a total of 500,000 medical beds were taken off the market in just 40 years. Remember, Governor Cuomo of New York was asking for 40,000 beds. Well, that 500,000 beds would surely have had enough to spare. However, the reason why there's been a cut in beds is because of people specifically, like states such as North Carolina and New York, which have been continuously trying to cut back on the amount of medical beds in their state hospitals for nearly four decades now. What is the effect of this? The current shortage of medical beds in the United States. Now, onto our third point, the AIDS and HIV pandemic of the late 20th century. Now, as Forbes reports on November 14th, 2017, many AIDS patients died in the late 20th century because of government bureaucracy. AIDS patients, when diagnosed with AIDS, had very little time to live. Remember, AIDS back in the 80s and 90s was not really known much, and because of social factors, was not very much researched into. So many people who found themselves with HIV and AIDS unfortunately died with a lack of treatment. However, a new drug that would allow AIDS patients to live on for years came out, AZT. But there was a minor complication, as Forbes points out, is that the FDA took nearly a decade to go through clinical trials of this new drug. While bureaucracy turned its slow wheels, people were dying because they did not have access to medical treatment. And remember, when pretty much getting an AIDS diagnosis back then was a death sentence, was there really much to lose from using chronic patients in medical trials? No, of course not. So instead of many people having their lives now, as AZT is now a drug used for treating AIDS all over the country, many people died. simply because they do not have an access to it. And precisely because of the federal government. And remember, it's the FDA that is now one of the organizations heading the fight against the coronavirus. How are we supposed to trust organizations that have proven themselves to be of utmost failures in the past? The answer is we should never trust these organizations again. And remember, the FDA has not changed. They are still continuing in the same practices that got these people killed in the late 20th century. They should not be trusted. Now, we must ask ourselves the question once again. Who caused the current medical shortage? And the answer is government. And we can see this in three ways. First is by seeing certificate of need laws. Second is by seeing how states such as New York have been for decades now cutting medical beds. And third is the AIDS and HIV pandemic of the late 20th century. So one thing that government has proven itself is that it just taxes, regulates, and generally does nothing good with our medical industry. So the solution to our problem is not government. It is the free market. Because, as history points out, when the free market is available as a healthcare system, things tend to go better. And in fact, the reason why America has one of the best healthcare systems in the world is precisely because of its free market system. But now is the time, especially during the pandemic, to learn that we need to make our medical market freer. Thank you, and have a good day. Well, folks, that's the end of the show for today. I hope you enjoyed. If you like the show, click the subscribe button and leave a good review. We'll see you on Monday for another episode of Extemp Talk.